I want to share just a couple things. Well, one thing with Denny. Denny had walked forward to get saved in his 20s with Larry Wallace, but he lived quite a life of a lot of things. But he had a lot. He had drug addictions. He had a lot of hurt, brokenheartedness, and a lot of life. He did a lot of things. He's a very brilliant man. But in the time that we've had to spend together, he definitely came to a stronger faith. Lila's always been telling him he was saved, but I don't think he was all that convinced. I gave him a book by Andrew Womack called A Better Way to Pray. And he was talking to Lila and Larry on Tuesday, I think it was, and just said something down the line. It's fairly simple. It just came kind of clear. It's not that hard. It's like fairly simple. One of the biggest problems with the gospel is it's so simple we don't think it would really be powerful, that you can actually just believe in him. And in the process, I want to share one moment with him. I was there in the hospital once, and he was communicating off and on a little bit, not much, and I was there. And he wasn't saying anything. And finally, his wife and her sister just told me afterwards that your dealing with him just absolutely changed our whole viewpoint of death. And I said, what do you mean? She says, this is the way you talk to Denny. And I talk to a person when they're on a bed like that as if they are there. And I was grabbing his hand, just holding it. I said, Denny, you're going to be home with Jesus pretty soon. You might even be seeing him even now. And I was talking to him, and then I started praying. I was going to leave, and I prayed, and I was holding his hand. And up to that point, it was not a lot of communication or anything. But when I got done, he gave that jerk on my hand, like grabbed it and jerked it, and amen. And so those are really precious moments. He died really in peace. It's pretty exciting to think about his homecoming, and just how wonderful it is. The gospel is really wonderful, isn't it? One other friend that I went to school with was at the funeral. He's been a good friend to me. He's helped me. I was talking to him, and he's a tough guy. He's done everything. He's just a durable character, but rough and tough. And appreciate when these guys don't know that cussing around me. Some people, they cuss around me and they go, oh, sorry about that. I appreciate those that just cuss on like they're used to it. It doesn't bother them to cuss in front of me at all. I can't appreciate that. You might as well be who you are. And I'm not your judge. But anyway, he was just rattling on about all kinds of things and reminiscing, and then he goes, he says, I'm not much of a church guy, but that doesn't mean I don't believe. And I wanted to share that statement with you because it means an awful lot to me. I'm not sure how the future will go here. Nobody does, but I believe a tremendous amount of our ministry will be to people who don't go to church and probably will never go to church. But that doesn't mean they can't believe, and that doesn't mean we shouldn't be excited for them. I'm going to read to you. You know how I love holidays. I swear I'm not going to say that every time, but I do. But on this one, somehow I just think it's all right to have a Father's Day. It's okay holiday. It's all right. I'm going to read to you out of Isaiah 45. It says this, I am the Lord and there is no other. He's not arrogant there. It's just the truth. He's not trying to get everybody's, accolades. He's just saying this. This is the truth. I am the Lord and there is no other. Besides me, there is no God. I will gird you up, though you have not known me, that men may know from the rising of to the setting of the sun, that there is no one besides me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. The one forming light and creating darkness, causing well-being and creating calamity. I am the Lord who does all these things. Drip down, O heavens, from above, and let the clouds pour down righteousness. Let the earth open up and salvation bear fruit, and righteousness spring up with it. I, the Lord, have created it. Woe to the one who quarrels with his maker. An earthen vessel among the vessels of earth, will the clay say to the potter, what are you doing? Or will the thing that you are making say, he has no hands? Woe to him who says to a father, what are you begetting? And woe to the woman, or to the woman, to what are you giving birth to? Thus says the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and his Maker, ask me about the things to come concerning my sons, and you shall commit to me the work of my hands. It is I who made the earth and created it upon and created man upon it. I stretched out the heavens with my hands. I ordained all their host. Kind of a different scripture for us, but just the fact that there is a God and he is God and there is no other. You know, at the funeral, one of the things I wanted to get across was having to not only study, but to travel and to meet Hindus and Muslims and Buddhists and spend time with them in their belief system. One thing that's incredible, there's no other faith belief system like Christianity from the standpoint, no other so-called religion has a God that declares his love for them all the time. It just isn't. It just isn't about love. And the Buddhists, it's all about works. And Hindus, it's sacrifice and it's lining up and all. And no other belief system says that that God himself came down into human form and so he could pay a price. So he could freely give us righteousness. Freely give us righteousness. None of them talk about God being a God of giving and freely giving and not requiring anything except to believe and to love. It's amazing. So on Father's Day, I was thinking, how do you honor a father? And like I said, I'm sorry, I got my notes here, but I'm also getting messages from children all over the world, and they're my spiritual children. My children like me to mention that sometimes, that all the kids I got are not, I've only got three here, but the rest are spiritual sons and daughters all over. And I guess I'm going to say this as my personal opinion. If you really want to love me and honor me as a father, love my kids. And I think about our God. If you really want to love God, our Heavenly Father, one of the greatest ways is love his kids. Honor his kids. So today, I'm actually got a message I don't do. Can't really think in my 50 years of preaching that I've said it this way. But people are awesome. People are great. They are really incredible. We hear so much about stupidity, irritating, a whole lot of negative stuff all day long. And so this week was going on, we took a little drive up in the hills and ate, and I just, not only, I was just admiring God's beauty. We got a little hummingbird that came by. Lisa marks it on the calendar when he comes because they travel through so long. He was a week late. I think it must have been bad weather down south. But he was there. And just all the green grass, it's incredible. And the meadows up in the Black Hills, they're just gorgeous. And the waters, the streams, and It's just so beautiful. What God has created is just so wonderful, so beautiful, and so peaceful. And then I got thinking about people. And it's really easy to go real negative on people. And there are some real evil people. Yes, there are. And there's some real ones that lack. But I just want to take today and just say, man, people are amazing. You know what? Just even talking to Denny as he passed away, and you know, he's the one that passed away, but, you know, he got onto meth, and he said he was such a bad addict on it. This guy is over 6 foot tall, and he's a big guy, and he said, I was down to 120 pounds. He said, I walked down the street, and mothers would take their kids and go to the other side of the street. And he said, I looked so bad. And he said, I was just hooked. And he said, and then my wife decided to divorce me and leave me and leave the kids. And he said, we had 3 kids. And he said, I just said, wow, if she's gone, I got the kids and I got to clean up my act. And that was enough. That was enough motive to he quit. Cleaned up his act. That's amazing. That's just flat out a father's love that up to that point really wasn't manifesting. That was a transformation, a change of just saying, I'll make a decision. And the last few months, our time in prayer together, one of his biggest concern was his wife and his kids and his grandkids and great-grandkids. I think he was at peace going home, but he just said, you know, I want to stick around and help him. So we fought for that. And I believe that his prayers will be answered. And then God is, I believe, ministering to his family. But how wonderful that we can be redeemed. How wonderful we can actually get forgiven, and not only get forgiven, but get empowered to live right. Well, it's amazing. Anyway, part of it, too, he worked for Boeing. He had incredible knowledge. He was an incredible musician. That was his love. He loved music. We had a lot of rock and roll in here Friday. It was awesome. And his guitars, and he just, man, he loved it. And it was good. And I just found just the few moments I had with him, you know, in this last year. It was about over a year ago when his wife called me. And said he had almost died then, and he actually was out of commission or out of you know, he couldn't communicate or anything for about 3 days. And when he did come to, his wife explained to him just how bad he was and how near death he was. Now it was all a shock to him because it just came right upon him so fast. And he just they were talking in the middle of the night then, and she said. Finally said something about death and all that, and he says, she said, would you like to talk to a pastor? He said, well, I wouldn't mind, but who would come and see me? And that's when she said, well, I think I got a pastor I know that would come. And that started our relationship. And so just talking to him, you know, about all these things and hearing his stories, I love hearing people's stories. Just absolutely creative, smart, intellectual. We probably disagreed on a lot of things, but I appreciated his passion and for people and justice and a lot of those things are what causes people not to want to run to God, because they see the injustice, they see the evil, they see people being mistreated, and then you see, you know, and almost a lot of them had bad experiences in churches, and so they relate that to God. And it's really fun when we can share the gospel with people and help them meet Jesus, and not a religion, not an organized church, just meet Jesus. And I'm just thrilled that during this last year that he came back to Jesus in a way of trusting him and believing in him and knowing that he's good. That wasn't what he believed for a while. He was hurt. So so now I want to just say, why should we appreciate, you know, let's honor God, our Father, by honoring his kids. You say, well, who's this? Well, yeah, his kids, but what about the rest of them? Well, God so loved the world, not the church, He so loved the world, the people in the world, that he gave his only begotten Son. Long before they were going to respond to him, not requiring that they would, but the word, his love, is definitely a word that just says he made a choice to love us whether we responded or not. That was just a choice. It is a done deal. He doesn't go up and down. You and I can fluctuate in our affections for people. God is 100% the same all the time. He loves people. He died for people. And he just loves them. And for us to honor our Heavenly Father, the greatest thing we can do is love his people and honor his people and think well of them. Why should we think well of people? What makes people great? Well, number one, we're created in his image. That alone ought to really put some salt into you. Whether you like somebody or not, or whether you care about them or not, they are in the image of God. They have been created in the image of God. They may be in a fallen state, in a deathly state, but they have but they are in the image of God. That's a pretty powerful thing. You know, isn't it amazing? I'll try not to stay here too long, but it's just amazing to me what comes down through the lineage. When you don't, my family every once will call me Daryl. That's my dad's name. Why? Because I just did something that looked exactly like him. And boy, the little mannerisms, the way you poke your finger, the way you scratch your head. I mean, I just find it fascinating that, Elisa now is doing some things, and I go, oh, dear God, that's Wilda. That's her mom. How'd she pick that up? I mean, and then you got people that have never met their parents and they still have those attributes. We have the attributes of God in us because we're created in his image. We get the opportunity to choose him, to walk with him, or to deny him and walk away from him, to choose to be alive or choose to be dead. But every person you meet has been created in the image of God. And that's worthy of respect because the potential there. And that's the second, the next thing is, everybody has the capacity to be good and to be alive and to walk in what? In creativity and walk in, the right dominion and walk in dignity and walk with purpose. Man, it's amazing, isn't it, how many people have been going on in their own selfish way, but they come to a moment of enlightenment where they realize, I have a purpose. Just like Denny, I have a purpose. I got to take care of my kids. And all the rehabs that he'd gone through and all the other stuff to try to quit drinking and quit drugging, all that didn't work. But when he just said, I've got a purpose, I need to take care of my kids, that brought the power and the strength to be redeemed. And that comes from our Heavenly Father. And everybody you meet has that potential. Sometimes it's really easy to just want to give up on people and say they're hopeless. But they're not hopeless. Never hopeless. We have the capacity for goodness. No one is righteous on their own, but everybody has the opportunity. Whosoever will can choose life. And I just want to encourage you, as you think about your friends, your relatives, your neighbors, the ones that you don't like, and the person in the car that just cut you off, just remember to just say, hey, thank God. Opportunity before they go. They've got opportunity to have the capacity of God living inside of them. I want to root for them. I want to be a cheerleader for them. I want to just say, God, redeem them, save them, help them, encourage them. They are valuable to you, so they're valuable to me. Ephesians says we are created in For we are his workmanship, created in Christ for good works. And again, just by taking this viewpoint to look at people and just say, God created them and they're his workmanship. And they were created for good works. Do I want to be the one that yells at them, condemns them, sentences them? Or do I want to be the one that cheers them on and says, keep seeking, find the Lord, find your purpose? Get hope. As we honor his kids, we honor our Father. You know, there's Jesus also said this, whoever wants to be a great in the kingdom of God, become a servant. And so the greatness of mankind is in the fact that they're created in the image of God and that they have the capacity to walk with God, but they also have that ability to become a servant. And man, I tell you what, to watch people serve others, to watch other people serve these kids, and we had a lot of helpers come in for that or outside our church, you know, and just did an awesome job, and just to it's just something else. It's just so great to see people serve somebody for no other reason than they care. They've just made a change. There's choice. There's no, you know, nobody got paid high wages this last week for VBS that I know of. If you did, let me know about that. But and just to see people serving others all around the world, laying their life down for others, that's a greatness. That's an incredible thing to see. As Jody was here sharing about Joseph, you know, he just kept serving the Lord by how did he do that? He served Pharaoh. He served the people that put him in jail. He just kept serving. It makes you great. There's a lot of great people. There's a lot of great people. This earth is actually, there's just so many great people in this earth right now that are loving on people and serving people and preaching the gospel and holding people. One of Denny's sons he told me, I met him in the hospital, and he just said, I'm a rowdy. I was, you know, however you want to say it. He said, I've just really tried to make a change. And I found out from some of the other family members that when he went to the military, he came out of that with a desire to do right and do better. And he's a deputy sheriff now. And he's in a small place where there's just a lot of drugs. And he said, you know, one of the guys he loves on, he said, I'm more comfortable with the chaos than I am with anything else. So he said, I would have been terrified at VBS. He said, I'm more comfortable out there with the drug addicts. And he said, one of them, he saw him, and, you know, he didn't have any shoes. And he says, I'll think of the guy's name, it doesn't matter, but he said, Bobby, where's your shoes? And he says, I don't have any. He says, what size you wear? He says, 12. He said, do you think you could fit in a 13? He said, probably. So he said, I went home and I had bought a pair of shoes. I hadn't worn them much, and I took them back to him and gave them to him. And he said, the next day, he was training a recruit. A young lady was becoming a deputy somebody needs me. Come on. Okay, this is really irritating when I can't put that thing up. Oh, you're kidding me. Yeah. Little help here. God is good. Yeah, I should act like it's a phone call, but it wasn't. But he said, the next day they got a call and there was a guy naked on the highway running around. And he said, so they got there and he said it was Bobby. Anyway, it was kind of a funny story because he said, I thought, well, let's see how this recruit handles this. He says, go ahead, honey, go take care of it. She says, what? How do you take care of this? We'll figure it out. Anyway, they got him off the road and all that, and then he just said, well, Bobby, where's your shoes? He says, I sold those for drugs yesterday. And he just said, this is where I live. This is what happens. This is the people. And then he says, I still want to make a choice just to give them every help I can. And he just took a little baby in. I think he's got 21-year-old kids, but he just took a a young baby that that was just going to go to the state, and he, 1 year old, and he just said, that's not good. And he says, the last thing I want to do is raise another kid. But he said, I just brought him home and brought him to my wife and said, this one's ours. There's a lot of good people doing a lot of great things. We have the capacity, we have a calling, and even if they're not doing it right now, that does not mean that they can't, in one split second, come to know Jesus and literally have the Spirit of God dwelling within them. People are awesome. People are so creative. They got so many abilities. They got, talking to my sister Kay just and Neil there, just people that take a bunch of junk and weld it into artistic beauty. People that can plant, people that can create things, and you know, and in all this world with all the negativity, just remember this. These people are created in God's image. They have the capacity to be a vessel of God, to have the mind of Christ, to walk in love, and that creativity that's in people, that's a God thing. And so as you look at the beauty of the Black Hills and you look at the grass and you look at the sky and you just say, man, God, you created something really wonderful. Look at mankind and say, this was your greatest creation. People are in his image and they're the greatest creation that he has made above all the stars, billions of universes and everything else. God honors people. He made them. He calls them sons and daughters. And to honor our Father, let's honor those people. I think it'll make a difference. I think it'll release more power in the earth. I think it'll have more impact if you and I will take this viewpoint when we see people and say, aren't they wonderful? Aren't they something? Because it's pretty easy to say the other, amen? Aren't they stupid? How could they be bigger idiots? How come they're so selfish? Well, the game's not over. And we get to be on the side that's cheering them on. With the Father that's drawn them to Jesus, and with Jesus and the Spirit of God that's working with them night and day, working all things out to touch them. Let's be on the side that says, I don't know about you, but I'm having a real moment here of saying, I need to repent. I need to drive down Sly Hill, not just see all the beautiful trees of Sturgis, but look out and say, these are beautiful people that God loves, and they're awesome. Would you stand with me as we come before the throne of God and we pray for these wonderful people all over the world? Thank you, Jesus. Father, first of all, we do repent. We change our thinking and our direction. It is just way too easy just to become a judge of people, to become critical, irritated, disgusted, and downright just bothered. But Father, we're looking at you. And who are we to argue with you and say, who did you create? Why'd you do that? Why'd you create these people? And Father, we repent and humbly come before you and say, forgive us. You are the God that created all things. There is no other one. And you are the God that sent your Son and sacrificed him so that you could have many sons and daughters. So that everybody born of a woman would have opportunity to be a whosoever and become children of God and vessels of the Spirit of God. And I'm asking you, Holy Spirit, and we're all asking you right now, help us. Help us to look differently. at the people around us and the people around the world. Because we want to be smart. We want to be wise. We want to have your mind. And your mind is, you love the world and gave yourself for it. And so, Father, we come in line with you now and honor you as our creator, as our originator, and say, we're for your kids. We're for your kids. We want to become great by humbling ourselves and serving your kids and helping them find the light and the creator that has made them amazing. And we thank you, Father, for those, just like my friend, I thank you for those that do believe in you and that we'll may not see them in church or in a Bible study, but they believe in you, and we pray for them that they may grow in the knowledge of God and the grace of God and the understanding, that they may prosper and be successful in their walk with you. And Dad, thanks for loving us. Thanks for taking care of us. Thank you for always being faithful to us. We rise up now as we go out of this place saying, we love people. They're our Father's kids. Amen. Amen. And have an awesome week.